Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. Okay, Taylor, how's life going for you?
It's going great. You not only do I have a new baby, I have a new sous vide machine.
Oh,
do you know what those are?
Love it.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Okay.
Yep.
For anybody who's not familiar with sous vide, it's kind of like, it's like a fancy way to boil meat, but instead of boiling, if you were just throw meat in boiling water, it would completely ruin it and be unpleasant to eat. But sous vide gets it to the exact right temperature and makes it perfectly tender, perfectly juicy. The one thing you got to know is when it looks ugly, you have to do a couple things to get that nice looking sear on your meat. Because otherwise, when you serve something with sous vide, it looks like
gray.
Yeah, it looks like cafeteria mystery meat, right?
Yeah.
But it's delicious and it makes cooking meat really well, super easy.
So you start it though early in the day, right?
You know, it takes a couple of hours.
Yep.
So, you know, all in when I make dinner takes maybe 45 minutes, right? So I just have to start.
Anticipate.
You just have to anticipate and it takes care of itself, right? You get the sous vide going and then it just does its thing. You don't need to monitor it at all. So
everybody swears by them.
Absolutely. I go to a barbecue group on Sunday afternoons and we've like kind of gradually transitioned to a sous vide group. Like we're all absolute carnivores. We love meat, you know, and all the ways you can prepare. We love grilling, smoking, roasting, and then gradually we just do sous vide because it's perfect every time.
So let me make sure I understand this. You're trying to tell me that you have a barbecue group, kind of like a book group.
Yeah.
But all you do is talk about barbecuing and meats?
No, it's not. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that would be funny. I don't know that there's enough content about barbecue to just talk about barbecue. It's like a group of friends we meet.
Yeah.
But meals are central to a lot of communities and barbecue is central to this community.
Meals always bring people together. It's a great connector.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny.
Awesome.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to test out your meat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So this month we're talking about buying and renting a vacation home. And this week we're going to talk about which is right for you, renting versus buying. So, Mom, how do you think financial factors such as like down payments, interest rates, or rent payments affect that decision about whether to buy or rent a summer home?
So I think going back to what has been said before, which is because we live in the New England area and there are places within 2 hours, even busy professionals are choosing to have a vacation home because they can get there.
Right.
Right. It's not getting on an airplane, going someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I think for those people that are, if you are going to buy a home, then I believe it should be a home that you're going to use more than 2 weeks in the summer. I think many people that have, if you're going for an extended vacation and you're kind of joining a community, I think that that becomes more of a destination where you want to kind of join in and share, have friends that you've known for years and years and years.
Right.
I think that there are some people that will never do anything but rent because they don't want the headache of homeownership or they live far away.
Right.
So for instance, we go to Nantucket, right? Mm-hmm. It's an island. It's difficult to get to. People from Washington, D.C. aren't necessarily interested in owning because for them to get there is like a full 10-hour day.
Right.
However, someone who lives on the Cape or Boston or even in Connecticut might say, I'm okay going 3 hours and I want to have my own home. I want to sleep on my own bed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to enjoy my own creature comforts.
Right.
I personally think that there are people that will always rent. There are people that are very uncomfortable renting, so it pushes them or tips them towards looking to buy. And I think financially, depending on what you've got going, it's a lot of money to tie up unless it's someplace that you really want to be or plan to be for numerous months.
Yeah.
Because home ownership and maintenance is a full-time job sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think people rent because it's easier.
Yeah.
And they can come in and out.
You're not accountable for taking care of the home.
Correct. But I do believe there are people that say, I don't want to rent. I want my own place. And if it works financially for them, they do it. It's great.
Right. I'll just add one nuance to that is that rental prices go in both directions. So if you're in a place where rental prices are pretty high, you got to consider that when you go there, you got to pay that. But if you owned a home there, you'd be taking that in, right? And the reverse is true as well. Like when you go there, you might not be paying very much to rent, but if you own a home there, you wouldn't be collecting very much. And there is a break-even analysis that you can do on your vacation home. It's not quite as simple as, you know, try and break even, because a lot of times when we buy a vacation home, it's not necessarily a business decision, it's a consumption decision. But, you know, there's enough money on the table that you do want to factor these things in. And I actually love your comment about community. If you are looking to put roots down somewhere, then a house can make a lot of sense, right? It means you're always going to be able to go there, always be able to see the friends that you've made in that community. But if you're like, hey, I could see myself going to Nantucket for a few years, then like the Berkshires for a few years, then Martha's Vineyard for a few years.
You know, or you say, I want to try out different spots.
Right,
right. Right. You don't have to be on the ocean. You don't have to be on the lake. You don't right. have to be, you want to go someplace where your family can totally bond as a singular unit.
Right.
Right. There are people that want to do that on their vacations.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then you might find renting to be a better solution because it gives you spontaneity.
Absolutely.
That you don't have to maintain a house or feel like you're... Some people feel that if they own a house, they have to go there, right? Yeah. To use it. Even though they might want to go to Europe that year.
Absolutely.
So I think that's kind of in the thought process for everybody is you have to be honest about your lifestyle, how much money you want to tie up, and what kind of headache you want.
Absolutely. And what kind of headache, but also what kind of joy.
Joy. Right.
Having your own place can be a real joy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to give you the real estate joke of the week and a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. All right, Mom.
I got a good joke.
Oh, you got one? Okay.
Yeah.
I've got one too, but I'll let you go this week.
Okay. Why did the light bulb make a great agent?
He had brilliant ideas.
Yes. The first one we've gotten.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute.
That was cute. Awesome.
And agents do have brilliant ideas.
We do. That's what we get paid to do.
Yeah.
All right. So this is an interesting one. How do personal and professional goals impact the decision to buy or rent?
Oh, I think it goes back to our comment about if you're an explorer and you don't want to be tied down someplace, you might not want to buy. You might want to rent because that gives you spontaneity.
Right.
Professional goals, I can tell you personally that having a vacation home is very difficult because my lifestyle is weekend work. And there's always someone that calls you at the last minute to do something.
Right.
So I don't really have what I would say is a straight 9-to-5 job.
Right.
So for me, my personal goals, my personal lifestyle is a little bit dictated by my job. And there are people that are like that. You know, there are people that say, this is great. I'm going to work 9-to-5. Or I was just talking to your sister. Her new job says that they're going to have people work 4 days a week, 10 hours a day, and then on Friday have a half day. So I think people are just trying to figure out how they can most utilize either travel or renting places and going there, or if you own someplace and you want to spend some time there.
Yeah. I think the professional goals one is an interesting dimension to this because it can come in a couple of ways. One, I've noticed on Nantucket, first of all, like a lot of people that go there tend to be from the Northeast because if you've got a demanding, if you've got the kind of job that lets you have a house on Nantucket or even rent a house on Nantucket, you probably need to be close by to go back to it. And then the second thing is there actually is some work communities that travel, right? Like there are some guys you meet, you know, you meet one guy in, let's say, private equity, and he knows like all the other private equity guys in the neighborhood, right? That is how they do some, you know, professional relationship building.
Right.
I think that's true about a lot of industries, and it's something to consider. Like if you like your colleagues and you like the kind of people that are in your industry, you might look at like, where do people in my industry go to vacation?
Yeah. I think the golf course is a big one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So golf courses all over the place seem to get a lot of business.
Done. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yeatsboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yeats Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yeats Team Boston, or on the web at yeatsboston.com.